discussed long and hard about this, and this came to be the best one we could come up with, and it's a good one for what we have in store for you for the next day and a half. The conference is organized by the program committee, and the program committee worked very hard. They were creative, they were committed, and they were passionate about what they did. And if you're interested in who the committee members are, you can find them listed on your booklet that you were given when you registered today, or they are also listed on the website for those of our online participants. The conference is hosted by EDUCAUSE and Internet2 and the Higher Education Information Security Council, commonly known as HISEC. Conference planning is provided by EDUCAUSE, and they've done an awesome job as far as looking into the finer details and making sure that everything is seamless and transparent for you. So to help you navigate the conference, you are given a hard copy program, and if you might have lost that, it's available at the registration desk. There is also a program for the online attendees, and that's on the website. Be sure you look through that. There are several good sessions there. For those here at the conference center, the session locations are most conference sessions are on the third floor. General sessions and tomorrow's lunch is on the fourth floor. And then tomorrow's reception is in the theater plaza on the lobby level. Hopefully it's nice and warm and not raining, and we can enjoy some of the San Antonio sunshine. Presentation slides will be on the conference website. Please don't be afraid to ask questions at the registration desk if you have a concern, or you can stop anybody who has a committee ribbon on their name tag. We'll be happy to answer any questions you might have. If you're looking for EDUCAUSE staff, they have the little maroon ribbon. If you're looking for the committee, they have the white ribbon. Also for the incoming program committee, they have the green ribbon. You could visit with them as well. HISEC members have the yellow ribbon, and the speakers have the blue ribbon. So some of us have multi-ribbons. We look like a little rainbow. But we will be able to answer any questions that you might have or concerns or just in general visit with you. We hope to be able to do that. We have a total of 10 pre- and post-conference seminars. I do hope you have signed up for some of those. They are very good. I took in one this morning on mobile security and found it really challenging, realizing that when I go back to my institution, I have a lot of work to do. We have opening and closing keynote speakers, and I'm excited because we have Karen Evans, who is our National Director for the U.S. Cyber Challenge, and Aaron Fiegenbaum, who is the Director of Security for Google Apps. And something tells me you are going to have a lot of questions for both of them. We have concurrent tracks. They cover five topic themes: awareness and training, technology concepts, advanced technology, and governance are some of them. Those are on Tuesday and Wednesday. We have several corporate displays. And in the morning and the afternoon, when you take your breaks, please be sure to go up and visit with the presenters who are here for the corporate displays. They'll be happy to answer any questions you might have on products that they're offering or questions in general. Dinner is on your own on Monday and Tuesday. We have Birds of a Feather session. Does anybody know what those are? Nope. Basically, they concern topics that are of interest to several. And those Birds of a Feather sessions are usually held on Monday and Tuesday evenings. It's a good way for you to get together, to network, to visit with others who know, who are considered experts on the topic, or just to share what other institutions are doing when it comes to those topics. Lunch table round discussions. Those, we have a variety of 23 topics, and all of them are fairly current for what's happening in today's world for IT security. I strongly recommend you pick a topic that's of interest to you and sit down and visit with those of you at the lunch, those of the others at the lunch table. You'll be surprised what you'll come away with, what you might learn, and what you might be able to share as well. There is a reception Tuesday evening. And that is an awesome way to visit with others who have come to the conference. It's a good way to develop a network of peers and also to find mentors. Some of my favorite mentors that I have actually met at this conference, and I have kept up a conversation with them throughout the 8 years that I have been an IT security officer. As I mentioned, we have the track sessions. Those are advanced technology, audits and assessments, awareness and training, governance and compliance, and technology concepts. We do have corporate and campus solutions sessions. Those will be held concurrently on Tuesday, April 5th from 2:45 to 3:45 p.m. And I encourage you to select one of those concurrent sessions and take it in as far as the corporate ones go. The other sessions, you may want to pick a topic that you're strongly interested in and stay with that track, or you might decide to just skip around and do a variety of tracks. Corporate participation. The concurrent sessions for corporate and campus solutions, there are 16 corporate displays, and you'll see those during the AM and PM breaks for tomorrow. The corporate sponsorships that we have are for our breakfast, lunch breaks, and receptions. They also help provide our computers, our projectors, and so forth, the supplies such as the tote bags you're carrying things around in, the notepads you're using to take notes, and they help support the online conference, the online meeting and session webcasting that we're doing. So, what to expect? Wireless access use. If you haven't already connected to the EDUCAUSE wireless access, the SSID is EDUCAUSE AIR. And that is free or as a feature of the conference here. But I want to stress that human networking is probably the most important thing you're going to be doing at this conference. You can pick up a registration list. You can either get it online, and that'll either be by name, institution, state, or dynamic search terms, or just by looking at the name tag that the person is wearing here at the conference. You can do networking either through the breakfasts, the breaks, the lunch, or the Tuesday night reception. As I said before, dinner is on your own, but don't do it alone. Reach out to a peer and ask them to go with you. There are several good restaurants on the Riverwalk. It's a good way to get to know one another. It's a good way to find more about your peers and the institutions they work for and so forth. Or you can even reach out to one at your table now. Another way is through the lunch roundtable discussions, which are on Tuesday. I found that to be a really good avenue to meet people, to find out what projects they're working on, what concerns they have, and then to share what we're doing at our institution as well. And don't be afraid to contact others before and after the sessions, or even during the sessions. Hopefully you've bought several name cards or business cards with you. Don't be afraid to share those with others. You'd be surprised. And again, with the Birds of Feather session, that's another way to casually meet people, get to know what they're doing, get to know a little bit about their institution and how they're doing things. So we do have a Birds of a Feather session tonight at 8:30, and they're going to talk about the BRO IDS project. In case you don't know anything about that, it has to do with identity management. Tuesday at 8:30, it's the SAMS EDU partnership and the Shared Assessments Program. Both are very good topics to learn a little bit about. And the location for both nights is in right here, the Texas Ballroom AV on the fourth floor. So, how do you make the most of the conference? Well, one good idea is review your program with colleagues to decide which sessions to cover. You might want to split up, take different sessions or different tracks if you came in with more than one person from your institution, and then share those ideas when you get back to your respective office. Be sure to attend sessions that will introduce you to new ideas rather than those where you might feel the most comfortable. In other words, we're asking you to stretch yourself, to step out of your comfort zone. It'll give you the opportunity to learn a little bit more about something that you're not quite familiar with. Use your laptop or mobile device to send yourself reminders about to-dos when you return. Those little smartphones we're carrying make really nice little to-do notepads. Understand the constraints on and opportunities for how much you'll be able to do when you return. All of us are at a time crunch, so we need to develop what are known as priorities. When we take away from this conference, we have to decide what would be the most important thing that we want to work on. You're not alone in feeling overwhelmed by the challenge of acting on good ideas that you encounter. And there again, that's why we strongly recommend you develop a network of peers, because more than likely, they too are going through the same issues that you are. Talk to people at the sessions you attend to create a network of colleagues, as I stated before. I can't stress that enough, is being able to network and make friends here, because those friends are going to last you throughout the life of your career. Plan how you're going to disseminate newly discovered information when you return. How are you going to share it with others? How are you going to post it to your campus community? How do you want to deploy it or implement it? You might want a summary of what you learned. Consider the audience outside of your own organization who might find the information useful. If you come from a distributed environment, you might want to share that information if you have meetings for your distributed IT people. After returning home, set up an action plan with milestones and resolve to carve out the time to reflect on and assess what you've learned. Self-reflection is always good. I find that when I do that, I usually try to do it once a year when we have responsibility reviews. It helps me realize what I've accomplished and what I have yet to accomplish. Usually the second part's a lot longer than the first part. Commit to sharing ideas with your staff. That's important. Deciding together what makes sense to implement, transform, or plan for. That way you have everybody on board with your ideas. Realize that the effect on you of attending the conference could be as subtle as a change in attitude. So with table discussions, we're going to do introductions. And we're going to do this after we do this here. Why you decided to attend the Security Professionals Conference and what questions you have for individuals who have attended before. So those are some of the things you might want to discuss when this talk is through. With that, I'm going to turn this over to the Dave and Larry Show, as they're so aptly calling themselves. And Dave Schwartz will lead that. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. I think she's done an outstanding job at helping to organize this conference, so I thought maybe we'd all give her a hand, because a tremendous amount of work. I'd also like to emphasize the importance of building relationships and partnerships that you may have for a lifetime. You may all be new here to the conference. How many of you are new to higher ed? Anybody? That's interesting. So this is definitely going to be an eye-opener, because the culture of higher ed is one that sometimes can be challenging to navigate. And I think understanding, you know, how your peers have been able to be successful, I think is important. So build those networks. This conference is a great opportunity to do that. And also here today, I'll give you some more information about some of the other resources that are available to you. Larry and I both serve as co-chairs of the Higher Education Information Security Council. And just to give you a little bit of information, it is the body that helps to organize, with EDUCAUSE's help, this conference that you're attending today. It was established over 10 years ago in July of 2000. And higher education's come a long way in 10 years in terms of information security. We've made a lot of progress. It was established as a joint effort of EDUCAUSE and Internet2. EDUCAUSE, you know, has over 2,000 members that are active from all over the country and all over the world. There are two websites up here that you need to take a look at, and we'll repeat them later on in the presentation, but this is where a wealth of information is available to you. If you haven't been able to see those sites, please go to them, because I think you'll find many, many good, useful information resources that will help you in your position as a security professional. Well, the Higher Education Information Security Council, also called HISC, has many partnerships and acts as a liaison to the many different higher education associations that are active in higher ed, and here are a list of many of them, located actually, many of them right down in Washington, D.C., not a few blocks from where I work. So we act as a bridge to all areas of higher education with a focus on information security. Our mission is really to raise the profile of information security on our campuses and help our community to better address the challenges and issues in regard to information security and privacy. Our focus is not just our members, but all of higher education. And we bridge out to all of our partners, both in the private and other public sectors, the government as well. And our focus is really to not only help develop best practices, but to share them among our community here. We also, I think you'll find in a moment I'll share with you, we're also interested in promoting awareness and understanding of the issues that we're all trying to address across the entire community, because I think with improved awareness of the issues comes more support from our campus. So it's very, very important to all of us. Some of the things that you'll find on the website and some of the things that will be discussed at this conference are some just great projects that have been done by a very active group of volunteers. And these volunteers, working under the guidance of chairs of the different working groups, have really put together, I think, some excellent resources that you need to really take a look at, including, here are just some. One of the ones that we have every year is the Security Awareness Poster and Video Contest. You know, October is an important month for security. It's the Awareness Month. And the contest we have produces great posters and videos that you can use on your campus to help promote awareness. So you need to check out that library of resources. We just came through a contest where I think we've identified a number of excellent resources you would need to take a look at that you might want to use. That's just an example of some things that are available. The Information Security Guide really creates, I think, a framework of best practices that you can use on your campus. I think you need to really take a look at this. I'll go into this in a little bit more, what's in that, in a moment. We also have a hot topics list, and I think, you know, you will find that we try to get some information out to you quickly about topics of interest, and here are just a list of some of the things that have been put out there in the recent future. And it says coming soon, but I actually think they came so soon, it came last week. And these are seven things you should know about mobile security, seven things you should know about IPv6, and I think they have a whole series of things that I think you'll find very helpful in regard to a short list of things that you can use and share to help build awareness on your campus. In regard to the Information Security Guide, you need to take a look at this resource. It's a fantastic resource. It covers all these different areas. It provides a great deal of information and a framework for you to help work through some of the challenges you might have on your campus. How many people have seen the security guide? Have you seen it? So I think there are a number of you that really, I think, you'll find that it is a tremendous resource. I think we'll be happy to actually show it to you online. Any of us would be more than happy to take you through some of these things, but you definitely need to take a look at this guide. It's a tremendous resource for you. All right. I think, you know, every couple years we try to resync what our efforts are in regard to the council in terms of what we're working on. We listen to you as our membership, what those things that you need and want from us. And last year we developed a strategic plan and we identified a number of different important areas. And I'm going to turn it over to Larry, really, to talk about some of these important goal areas that we're working on that have resulted, I think, in a number of different important projects and resources that you can use. Larry?
Thanks, Dave. I'm Larry Conrad, Vice Chancellor for IT and CIO at UNC Chapel Hill. And again, I want to add my welcome to those that you've heard from Teresa and Dave. This is a great opportunity, at least I hope you feel that way. It's a great opportunity to sort of expand your horizons. When I talk about information security on my campus, I take every opportunity to tell particularly the people, the other executives in the organization, you know, the bad guys are out there, and they're smart, they're capable, they're 24/7, they're relentless, they're automated. We're kind of outgunned, in many ways. So as I think about information security, I really like to use that sort of overworked phrase, it takes a village. And this is the village, folks. These are the people who can help each, you know, or you each can lean on to get help as you deal with things on your campus. It would be an unusual campus indeed that had a plethora of information security professionals. Usually it's a handful of folks. Even at a place like UNC Chapel Hill, I mean, if I could double my IS staff tomorrow, I'd do it. The challenges are tremendous. So again, this is a great opportunity to do that human networking, to meet other people who are struggling with the same kind of issues that you're struggling with. I know in higher education we all think we're unique, but we tend to be unique in about the same way. So this is an opportunity to really, compare notes and frankly develop those personal relationships so that you can, when you get into a bind, you can consult the mob or whatever term you want to use there. So I also want to echo all the comments about the guide. I mean, there is a tremendous amount of information out there, folks, and that's a great place to go. If you're looking to get some guidance, some information, some ideas, some best practices, I don't think we can repeat that enough, that it's a terrific opportunity. A lot of very smart, capable, experienced people have put a lot of effort into that. And, by the way, those are all volunteers, and we very much appreciate the hard work that all of our volunteers on the various working groups have done and continue to do for us. And so this is also a pitch to ask you all to consider volunteering. This is a great way, I talked before about learning to build your network. This is a great way to help build that network, is to offer to work, find an area, find a working group that resonates with you, and then volunteer to participate in that. It's a good way to meet other people as well as stay on top of the real topics. Oh, I'm supposed to change the slides? Yeah, I'm a CIO. I don't know anything about that stuff. Whoops. All right. He can be trained. All right. So, right. Volunteers. Great. So, the volunteer opportunities, as has been mentioned, as you can see here, is we have these various working groups. And again, it's people awareness and training, governance, risk and compliance, technology operations and practice, and then the guide itself, which is a true labor of love, and then the conference program committee, as well as the Internet 2 initiatives. So, let's see. Did we cover, I'm missing the priority slide.
No, I think we started.
Is that further down? Okay, no? Well, I'll wing it. So, the priorities, and I don't mean to spend a lot of time on this anyhow, because more information is out on the website. But basically, we have four primary goals, one is to develop community leadership. Another is to work on outreach in education. And third is data protection, and the fourth is collaboration and partnership. Now, a lot of this really, frankly, is trying to keep information security at the forefront on our campuses. One of the dangers, and we've talked about this as a leadership group, is that, if the CIO appoints the chief information officer, his job or her job is done, right? Well, no, it's not done. And that's a key part of what we need to do as part of our activities, is to help keep information security in the forefront of people's thinking. Okay, so the more information, as David mentioned, there's a couple of key websites that we would point you back to as often as you can get to. Certainly, the Higher Education Information Security Council members at your tables with the yellow ribbons, the leadership at the table during the breaks. And, of course, you can contact either Dave or myself or Rodney Peterson or Valerie Vogel at EDUCAUSE. These are all resources available. We're all available to help you out because we help each other. We all learn from each other. Okay, So we have 15, 17, something like that, minutes to do this table discussion. And there's a couple of things here that we're looking for. One is, frankly, to get some feedback from you all. Why are you here? What attracted you to come to this particular conference? You know, I know everybody's way too busy. You know, these are difficult economic times, all that good stuff. So it's helpful to the council as well as to the program committee for next year to know what brought you here, what pulled you in, so to speak. And also, I'm apparently technically challenged here today. Am I on the right one? Okay. So, what's been your experience? I'm sorry, Dave. I seem to have lost it. Aha. Okay. Thank you, Rodney. As a CIO, I don't have to be technically competent. That's one of the perks. Okay. So why did you decide to attend the Security Professionals Conference? And also, what questions do you have for individuals who have attended before? This is an opportunity for you to find out a little more about what you may need to make the most of this conference. All right. So we're down to about 5 minutes, and we want to try to stay on schedule here. We're not really going to try to do a complete comprehensive report out, but more ask the facilitators to quickly tell us what they saw as the highlights from those two questions, and then ask each facilitator to sort of build on the last comments. Okay, so shall we start over here? Right.
I had an interesting group. There were about 10 of them at my table, and of those 10, 6 are from Canada. And
hey.
I think that's awesome. So what we're finding is their issues are pretty much the same as our issues. They're interested in mobile security. They're interested in governance. And they came here to network. About half of them are first time, got that word offender stuck in my brain, first time attendees. So we welcome you guys and hope you have a good time.
Like Teresa said, one of the things we found out was we all have a lot in common. We all worry about the same things. Yes, mobile device security is one of them because we don't have control. We've got several here that are very experienced but yet coming to the conference for the first time, introducing them to some of the work groups, some of the things that are going on, the way we solve problems. And so hopefully that as we gather here and we see the solutions that might be out there and the ways that each of us can help, that we can all find a place to fit in, to do the things that we need to do to come together as a whole. And so we just sat here and kind of commiserated together for a while and decided that, you know what, every place is just about the same. We face the same challenges.
Well, we have a few diverse folks here at this table. Mainly a sort of unusual participant is from SANS, so everybody knows about SANS, and we learned a little bit about what they're doing here. But the other participants, a couple were from non-higher ed backgrounds in healthcare and corporate situations, so they're interested in how you secure the educational environment specifically. We have someone else who's familiar with RENISAC and as in that area knows a lot about security already but is a first-time attendee at the conference. And another, we're interested in the BOFs and what a BOF is and how you get involved in finding out who's interested in the same thing. So I guess we had one question about whether or not there are going to be additional sign-up sheets somewhere for the BOFs, so maybe that can be addressed a little bit. And then a challenge for securing distance learners, which I think is going to be something we're all interested in.
So on the BOF question, there were some birds of a feather sessions that were presented in advance of the conference, which were mentioned on the slides. There's sign-up tables by the registration desk if you have an additional topic you want to suggest and people would like to sign up to attend it. So at the registration desk, if you want to do a spontaneous BOF.
I got drafted into this position, but we talked about the idea that the best thing about being here is seeing other people and getting a chance to meet people face-to-face, where you can have electronic conversations during the year. Being here and interacting with people is a big, big plus. The other things are things that have already been discussed.
We have a couple gentlemen here from Oakland University at the great state of Michigan. We all pretty much agree that the validation of all the questions that we're all bringing, it's great to hear everyone repeating sort of the same concerns, dealing with lean and attrition, and how we're sort of wearing many hats of different systems, and the diversity of topics that are available here at the conference are really helpful.
Well, we have a lot of new folks here, and it's exciting to see new folks everywhere. Everybody, I think, understands, though, and this is the reason I come back year after year, is that I get to meet, as Ken just said, people face-to-face, discuss problems. I kind of look at this as a chance to have a group therapy session, if you will. Some of it maybe needs to stay here. Some of it needs to be spread around. I'm also very active with Ren Isaac and got some questions on that. This is a good place to be.
Well, we've got a group primarily of new attendees from the Northeast, you can tell, because we're the pale group. And we got put next to the West Coast group, you know. In general, people are interested in networking, which is really the biggest thing to take away from this conference, in my opinion. And best practices, what's everybody else doing? What's the best way you found to take care of some things? And my big deal is security awareness, so we talked about that some. And again, I welcome you to the conference.
I got drafted into this too as well. I'm a member of ISAC, but one of the reasons that I came primarily was because so many of the people that I talked to on the phone on ISAC I've never seen face to face. It's all on phone conversations twice a month. So I'm looking to get some faces to put with some names. But our table was, again, pretty diverse, two privates, some publics. Basically, it's the same themes, improving awareness. We have someone here who's looking for everything he can find out about how to build a security program from soup to nuts and all the best practices associated with that, networking opportunities, and just in general looking for solutions that work in a higher education environment.
We spent all of our time doing in-depth interviews. We never got to any of the questions. they were good introductions, though. But I'll make a personal comment about that first one up there. Why did I choose to volunteer? It's because I learned a long time ago that I can participate, and that is, that I can attend, and I get stuff out of it. But if I participate, I get enormous amounts out of this organization. So I'd recommend it.
I agree. That's absolutely right. You know, when you give out, you get much more back. And in fact, we have, for those who wanted to volunteer, want to find out more about volunteer, during the vendor breakout sessions, we'll have a table out here where we can provide more information and answer any of your questions in regard to volunteer opportunities and try to get you to sign up, because I think it is a great way to build a network and also to learn more and to get more feedback.
So let's make this the last one.
Yeah.
Hi, we had the Midwest table here represented by Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, and Arkansas. So, Northwest Arkansas. It's actually inclusiveness. Much of what we wanted here, we had a couple of first-time attendees, and then in particular, have your first time, you actually have to present as well. Makes it more fun, right? And some of the common themes that we wanted, again, were to find out who our like peers were, also see what other people were dealing with. And our discussion rapidly went to technology. Any joke about that? No. The idea would be, we were talking about identity management, particularly any common certificates and some of the things that we'd like to see and what we're dealing with in our environments.
Okay, thank you. That's all great comments. Teresa, Dave, any parting remarks?
We're up here if you have any questions. Or you want to find out more about any volunteer opportunities, we have to take care of it right now, or you can wait to set up the booth later.
Again, thank you for coming to the conference. Make the most of it. Remember, these are your people. Make the most of it. Thank you.
So the REN-ISAC meeting will occur in here immediately following. So if you're planning to stay, hang tight, and Doug Pearson's going to come up. We're going to switch out computers, and just give us a couple minutes, and we'll get going with that.